Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamadi.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My dear sisters and brothers from different corner of the world, welcome to your station, Youth Station.
Wa alaikum assalam and assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is Asma's co-host, Zainab.
Yes.
Very, very glad to be here.
My lovely co-host.
Same here. There's no doubt in it.
How are you doing, Zainab?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. How are you?
The weather is fantastic, right? Yeah, it's cloudy.
Yeah.
With some chances of raining.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to go out these days. Just some days, like the days of autumn, it was the time of exams. And I don't know if you have the same memories or not, but I guess every single creature has been through schooling and exams for at least once.
All students have gone through the this chilling
cheating thing. I was giving a long introduction and then you hit the nail directly.
Yeah, in the chilling month, the chilling effect, come on and give exams.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have also had all my exams in autumn, probably most
of them. I have a memory of cheating. I did only once.
Wow, you cheated and you're saying it on radio.
Yes,
wow.
I'm being so honest and I'm saying it on air.
I love your honesty.
Yes.
You're praised. Wow.
So there was only once I had this cheating thing and it was so delicious. I never forget the taste of it, you know?
How?
Yes,
it was so tasty
to me.
I would love to.
And I can never forget the outcome of it.
Yeah.
I got 19, you know?
Okay.
My friend who was sitting right beside me,
you
I had
19
a situation.
Out of 20.
Yeah, out of 20. I had a situation at night, the day before exam, so I couldn't study. Since my close friend did know about my situation, so she backed me up, and then like a brave girl, she told me, "Don't worry, I'll back you up. I'll be there." And she really was there. Now, the interesting thing is that our teacher, either she didn't hear us, or she just hear it, but she didn't care about it.
She saw, like, it's girls. So the girls are always talking in dreams. They're talking on the roads. They're talking with everyone. And if they're putting on wireless Bluetooth, then you never know.
So I'm telling you the process. She gave us the sheets, the exam sheets, and then my friend was reading that slightly, and I was just listening to her as we were whispering together.
Okay.
And that
was
so nice.
She was actually reading the paper for you.
Yeah, reading the answers. Reading the answers out loud, but of course in a voice that we usually use to talk together.
That you only you heard.
Only I heard what you said. And then the nice thing is that I got 19.
Wow. And how much did your friend got?
I guess she was the same as me. I don't remember her number, you know, because
mostly cheating, the one who guides you gets
exactly.
The less numbers.
Yes. No, I guess, but we got the same thing.
Okay.
I know, it's a shame, and I'm so ashamed for what I did, but it was once
and forever.
Are you ashamed?
Are you at the same time saying that this was delicious, and at the same time you're saying
delicious,
I'm ashamed?
Delicious, yes, but you can't have both of them together.
I think you're not calling delicious or good experience to the cheating thing itself. You're telling delicious to the
it was an adventure
guts you have.
See, it was an adventure, and that was the once and forever time that I had an adventure of cheating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So my heart was beating so fast, it was as if it was coming out of my throat.
Yeah.
And I had all those of butterflies inside my stomach, even sharks, not just butterflies. So it was a difficult situation, but after all, I passed it with flying colors. Tell me about your experience.
I was in some class, 6th, 7th, I guess, and if I get caught, then
So what about you yourself?
Let's take a break.
Let's go for a short break, and then we'll be back to hear Zainab's story.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back, my dear friends. Well, let's listen to Zainab's story of cheating.
Yeah, well, I think I...
Now we are telling your spotty record.
We're actually confessing a crime, you know.
Yeah.
And we may be deducing some lessons out of it in the end. I did that, obviously, but not in the school days, not in the college days, in the worst time. The more I grow older, the more I get,
dexterous.
Yeah. So ever since this time started, the online thing, and I had put up something online, I won't say I cheated, but I did something worse than that. That was that I had a very important meeting outside, and on the same day I had exams. I had talked to the administration and all. They said, no, we can't change the dates for one student. So, like, you have to sit in the exams. You have to do it. So I tried to talk before, but since they did not cooperate and understand, I was expecting a person to be answering, and I attended my very important meeting.
Hilarious.
That I had to. Yeah, so I would also call that cheating. But I tried my level best not to do that before it, but even talking to the administration. But since they did not cooperate, so I had to.
Yeah. See, that's when you do not cooperate.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's actually come to that. Why do we do that?
Well, because we have to. There is a quote about lying. I could apply that to everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want me to lie, then don't ask me questions.
Wow. Wow, you remind me of one of the research that I had went through was saying that cheaters are actually, why they cheat? They cheat because of a lot of things. It was a psychological research that it's not just in the college that they learn to cheat or they intend to cheat. It's just much before they enter a college.
Exactly.
And why is it? It's because of the society. They have seen how society has treated cheat.
And the way they have been nurtured.
Yeah. How actually society has appreciated the wrongdoers.
Exactly.
Especially in the politics, especially in the societies or the highest social status. They see the wrongdoers, they see that he cheaters. Especially this was a research done in the United States. It's David Rettinger from the University of Mary, Washington, who says that cheating is ingrained in our culture, in the culture of United States, basically, out there. And he says that it's because of seeing things going wrong in the politics, getting encouraged, and seeing much things in the society, seeing the wrong leaders. See, when you have a wrong leader who is leading, especially the state like that of United States, and then you know the person is a wrongdoer.
Yeah.
Is a wrong, and he was appreciated to the point that he became the leader of the society. So that way, this research has concluded that those who cheat get into the college much before they actually enter the college.
And you know, it happened to us, just like the memory I told you. Now, it was once and forever that I did that cheating, but many times I saw some of the backseaters, backbenchers, I saw them that they get the best scores, just like us, who were killing ourselves to get the A's, and then they get the same score just through cheating. And at the end of the day, we were just the same. Getting the same score, getting the same appreciation, and we both were the same. Yet they were cheating, and we were killing ourselves to get whatever we wished to get. Yeah, see, it was a proof to what you said. When I see a liar is going to be appreciated all the time, when I see a cheater is going to get whatever accomplishment he or she wishes to get out of the cheating they do, then I say to myself, maybe, what's the use of being so...
hard worker.
Yeah. Why do I have to go through that much of hardship? Why do I have to tear myself into pieces for the thing that I could get just like them?
So is it just because being lazy or being wise or clever that one cheats?
No way, it's not related to being wise.
So is it your laziness that you cheat?
Well, actually, there are different reasons for that. Maybe one of them is being lazy. Maybe another reason is just, I don't know, the situations you already said, psychological things you have in mind. Maybe you don't like something, but you have to get it, you know?
It's actually what I am getting from this discussion is that, isn't it, don't you think it's the society, the competitive society that puts pressure, it's a peer pressure on a student?
No, that's a very good point. Yes, competitive society is the main reason, I would say, for cheating. Because I come to the point that I say to myself that without getting this license, for example, I am not going to get what I love. So I have to go through it just because I want the license. I want the...
It's because, like, you could get license another year as well.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think it's like...
No, I cannot get it because I don't like it.
The peer pressure, the pressure from the society, the pressure from the parents, the pressure from everything. That you gotta succeed anyhow. You gotta pass this class.
At whatever cost.
Yeah. You gotta pass. So this pressure actually leads someone to go for cheating.
And then
I guess
who cheat at school, at university, at their job, don't they cheat at home?
Well, that's again a different story. Once if you get the guts to do this once, the way is open.
Exactly.
It's like a smoker wants to quit smoking, but the psychologists say that this is, now this person is always, even if he quits, he's very weak towards smoking. Like his weakness is again a cigarette. So it's the same thing. Like if you cheat once,
then you would have the goal to do more of cheatings.
You will have a way open to go for more of them.
So, before we get into the last part, let's go for a short break and we'll be back.
Sure.
So, we were talking actually of different reasons.
The competitive society.
Yeah, different reasons of cheating. And we talked about competitive societies. And we said that it has roots in the way we've been nurtured and the way we have been growing up. And also society has got such a... And most importantly, the pressure that comes from everywhere is going to lead to
there. Yeah, and I think there's also this tech that's teaching you. You know, whatever the movies you see, whatever the... Because when you see movies, I remember a lot of movies wherein you got... your love in the end of the day, but through wrong means.
Like,
it's kind of like you want to reach a best cause, but through wrong ways. Your goal is okay. Your goal is actually pious,
appreciable. Yeah, but the means are not so good.
But are we taught that? I don't think we're taught that way in Islam. Because had that been the way, Imam Ali al-Islam could have actually not waited for 25 years to get into the leadership, so because his goal was pious, so he could have, but acting with patience and you know giving so much time was actually that okay, even if your goal is pious, you can't go with wrong means.
So it's always good to be going
through
piety and being honorable, you know?
And we have been, regarding cheating as well, cheating persons, because when you cheat exams, you can actually cheat any other thing then.
Yeah.
And then Imam Riza al-Islam says that this person is quite far away from the mercy of Allah. Then he again says, a person is far away from the mercy of Allah. He emphasizes on this note, the one who cheats... his Muslim brother or sister.
Yeah, which we enter the topic of fraud and deceive, which is totally a different story, and we have no more of time. In all case, cheating
in
is not
case,
a respectable thing.
Yeah,
and
we are
right
ashamed
here,
of what we did.
Exactly. I wanted to officially claim that I am so much ashamed of what I did once in my life, but honestly,
never beat it.
It never happened again.
It will never happen again, inshallah.
Of course, inshallah.
Accept failures.
Yeah.
Learn to accept failures exactly. So that they can help you.
And it's no problem to fall down and then do it again. So that's all the time that we had for today's episode. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.